Thank you for calling CLM Equipment. This is Brandy. How may I help you?
Hey, Brandy. Is Jenny in?
Sure. One moment.
Thank you.
This is Jenny. How may I help you?
Hi, Jenny. This is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, Lori actually, I was in contact with her yesterday. She actually forwarded over an email I had sent her to you. I was wondering if you happened to come across that today.
I have some unread emails that I haven't got to just yet, which is probably within there.
Probably. Yeah, well, my name's Nico. I was calling with the Bank of Cardiff. We're actually a commercial financing and leasing bank, and she said that you would be the one to talk to in regards to possibly putting some financing in place for your commercial customers who don't get qualified with your programs that you offer. Are you the right person to talk to for this?
Yes.
Okay. Well, do you have a few minutes to talk and see if there's something where, you know, we might be able to help out?
Sure.
Yeah. So like I said, we're a commercial financing leasing bank, and I know you guys do equipment sales, correct? Large construction equipment sales.
Yes.
Do you ever run across a few, I guess, individuals who don't necessarily, or businesses that don't necessarily get qualified with your programs that you offer, your equipment financing program?
Oh, I mean, we have come across that a couple of times.
Yeah. Does that happen very often for you guys, like maybe a few times a month, or?
No, I'm going to say like twice every 6 months.
Oh, okay. So it's not too often.
No, sir. We deal with a lot of the same customers.
Uh-huh.
And so, most of them are, I'm going to say that they have their things together.
Oh, yeah. They come with financing already in hand, correct?
Right.
Okay. Well, that's not a problem. That's not a problem at all. I mean, that's a very responsible business to do that, definitely. But I know, like, there's certain situations where they kind of would, I guess, shop around, see the different types of, I guess, rates that they can get and things of that nature. Do you think it's a possibility that we might be able to work something out if you ever run across those guys that don't either, one, have financing or are looking for financing, or don't get qualified with the programs that you offer? Do you think that'd be something that we can possibly help out with so we can get them the financing they need?
Yes, what I'll actually do is I will save your contact information into my Outlook.
Okay.
That way, if a customer does come up, then I kind of have like I have a handful of my vendors that I use often.
Right.
But then I also have like this back pocket, I'm gonna call it, of my if I do have a customer that is like a C&D credit, then I
lean
to another little group of vendors. And what I'll do is I'll add you into that little group.
Perfect. Yes.
If it comes up, I'll be able to shoot that over to you.
Perfect. That's exactly what I was trying to get at. It's like we deal with a lot of the customers who don't necessarily have the best of credit, and hence why they can't get qualified with, you know, the better, I guess, lending hands that you have to offer. You know, I'd love to see at least if there was something that we can do for those types of customers, because essentially it's, you know, just being part of the job, trying to help out and see what we can do to push some sales forward and get you guys, you know, the financing in place for those customers looking for it.
No, most definitely. No, I completely understand. And you're so right. But I do keep the information, like I said, in a little go-to area.
Mm-hmm.
In my email, just so, like, it doesn't happen often, so sometimes it's really hard to remember who deals with what.
So, that's what the file's for.
Right.
Yeah.
I have information in there.
Perfect,
If it comes up, I don't have anything pending at the moment.
That was gonna be my next question, to see if we can go through like a trial run and see what we can do if you had somebody on board right now that didn't have the best of credit, or we might be able to just step in right now. But what was that?
Our sales are not really where they need to be. Of course, the economy, and I'm sure that you hear that all the time.
Of course.
Lately, So hopefully moving forward into 2017,
yeah,
we will have a way better year and, you know, more people come to the table.
Definitely. I mean, you know, there's tons of reasons why 2016's kind of been a little bit slower. A lot of people, at least on my end too, have been saying, one, it's the election, and two, it's the industries that they're in. So if they're in the oil and gas industry, obviously that one's kind of taken the obvious hit lately. So there hasn't been much work in that field, but I would assume construction at least has kind of had a nice little uptick lately. But it's interesting.
Not enough.
Exactly. It's not enough. And it's interesting because usually towards the end of the year here, a lot of business owners would want to take on equipment for next year and kind of take advantage of the tax write-offs that come with it. But I haven't been seeing enough of it. It's kind of slowed down, actually. It's interesting to me and a little scary, too. But, you know, maybe everybody's just holding their tongues and just waiting right now, stepping back and seeing how 2017 will play.
I think that's what people ultimately are doing, though. Is they're trying to step back and look and see what, I guess, picture the future.
Right.
You know.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, Lori sent that over to you, so you should probably have that there. Probably it's one of the, most likely it's one of the unread ones, and then you just stick me in the file over there, and it has all my contact information as well as information about our company. We started off originally as equipment financing as one of our programs, so we have a variety of resources that we kind of lean on to. So that's why we're able to help the not so great customers.
Do you guys have a minimum?
No. I mean, we finance any type of equipment. It just depends, I guess, too. I mean, we don't really have, like, if they're looking for financing, we're going to do our job and try and get the financing in place. Doesn't really matter what they're doing. Do most of your lending hands kind of require a minimum that they're looking to buy?
No, I mean, I have, you know, of course, one that they prefer the bigger dollars.
Oh, of course, yeah. Everybody's trying to swoop in on that.
Right, and then I have some that don't do just attachments. They prefer machines. They don't do just standalone attachments. It's just little things like that I have to make note of, because I do have certain cases where the customer already owns a machine and they are not looking to purchase another machine just to purchase an attachment.
How much do the attachments usually run? Like, on average, what's the ticket looking like for one of those?
A couple thousand, and then the most I've seen an attachment go for is over 100,000.
Oh, wow. That would be a very big attachment.
Yeah. So, in certain situations, like the 162,000 attachment has its own serial number. Forks or something are only going to cost us a couple hundred to a couple thousand. They have serial numbers themselves,
mm-hmm.
but they, I'm not going to say don't have a value. They do have a value. It's just
harder to put a value on it.
Right, because we sell machines with buckets. So it's one of those things where you're on like a seesaw.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to distinguish between the value of the attachment or the value of the equipment with the attachment. So, like, separating it poses a little more difficulty. But I mean, yeah, honestly, it just depends on our part, at least. Like, when we know what they're looking for, like your customer, it just gives us a better picture of what we can do. In terms of like how we can get the financing in place, because there's different types of ways that you can get financing in place for customers. It doesn't necessarily have to go the straight equipment financing. Probably just get them a short-term loan to make the purchase too. So they don't always have to finance it out directly over like a spread out couple years. We can just, if they need money, like cash on hand to just make the purchase, what we do is we have another program. It's called Working Capital Loans. So it's a much shorter term program. It's like anywhere from 6 to 12 months, where it's just designed to put the money into their business account, and then they can make that type of purchase if they don't want to go equipment financing. They just want to have the equipment right there, right now, and they don't want to keep paying it out for a long period of time. They'd rather pay it off very quickly.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. But I'll most definitely, like I said, put you in the little group, and that way, if it comes up, then I'll shoot it your way.
Perfect. Yeah, keep me as one of the people, too, who can do if the lower amounts, the people needing the extra cash to make those, I guess, part purchases.
Okay, will do.
All right, Jenny. Of course. I'll keep in touch with you guys, check in every now and then, see how everything's going, and, you know, hopefully we can drive some business together and see what comes of it. I'm kind of excited to be able to help you guys out. Do you happen to have an email yourself, just in case? Because
yes.
I don't think I could.
My email address is Jenny, J-E-N-N-I-E, .Cole, C-O-L-E, clmequipment.com.
Okay, so that's good. I'll have your contact information. You'll have mine. And like I said, when you know, you run into a situation like that, feel free to either have the customer give me a call or you give me a call first, and I can see what we can do and if we should move forward from there.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, sounds good. Okay. All right, Jenny, it was good talking to you. We'll keep in contact, all right?
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
All right, bye now.